A favorable mix of weather will be occurring across the Midwest as we move forward through this next 10-day period. Some of the drier biased areas in Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, and Michigan will all see enough rainfall to fix the lower topsoil moisture values and help to stimulate faster crop development. There's also going to be a continuation of mostly warm temperatures through a big part of the forecast period, although a brief period this weekend will be a little bit cooler across parts of the region. The skies out there this morning are mostly fair. There's not much in the way of cloud cover, but in some areas from Illinois into parts of Wisconsin and Michigan are cloud covered, and there's also another area in Ohio that's got mostly cloudy conditions. Temperatures this morning quite warm for this time of the year, still running mostly in the 60s and lower 70s, and as we go forward through the afternoon today, we will see some more warm weather with temperatures in the upper 70s and 80s occurring across a big part of the production region. We do expect to see a risk of showers and thunderstorms returning to the region as we move forward through these next few days. The precipitation will be highly varied across the region, with most areas impacted at one time or another, but the amounts of rain will certainly not be consistent across the region. In this first 24-hour period, just some random light showers will occur across portions of the region. Less than 25 or 30% coverage will occur today, and the precipitation will run mostly a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch. There will be a couple of counties that will receive greater amounts of rainfall, and some of those may be located in the easternmost parts of the region in Ohio, parts of southeastern Indiana and Kentucky. We'll look for a little bit more rainfall to occur in a scattered manner across the region tomorrow. The precipitation is not going to be any better organized until tomorrow night, more likely on Friday in the western Corn Belt. There will be a cool air mass coming southward out of Canada, and it will be running into this warm and moist environment that we have across a big part of the Midwest right now, and the end result will be condensation in the atmosphere, which results in shower and thunderstorm activity. The majority of the precipitation will be concentrated in the western Corn Belt Thursday night into Friday, and on Friday afternoon going into Saturday, central portions of the Midwest will be under the go, and we'll expect the precipitation to shift further to the east as we move from Friday evening into Saturday morning. By the time we're done with the whole period on Saturday afternoon, most of the Midwest will have received rain at one time or another, and amounts will be rather widely varying across the area.